All right, gang, let's jump into this shit. Gang, before I say another fucking syllable, P, thank you so much. This iPad stand is a fucking game changer. Like, right here, it's like right here and shit. I feel all fancy and official. So, thank you so much. Look, I mean, you got Autobots transform. Hold on. Oh, buddy, you're killing your father. But, hold on. This thing is fantastic. So, gang, I was gifted an iPad stand. There we go. And, I mean, seriously, just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And for all that have cared enough, or even just thought about one listening, thank you so much. I've been donated some funds. Thank you so much. Some fucking speakers and iPad support. Go get them. I appreciate all of that. So thank you so very much for even taking 1 ounce of interest in my fucked up ass show. Now, the other thing is, gang, I'm starting to think that my reputation is starting to precede me a little bit. Now, when someone wants to say thank you to me at work, that light's really annoying. Hold on. So when someone wants to say, what happens if I cut it off? Shit. Making me look all grainy and shit. How's that? How ugly do I look? Fuck it. Back on topic. Again, no one says thank you to Uncle Bobby with a nice Christmas ham. There we go. Cookies. Alcohol. I'm currently not mad at that. But gang, when someone wants to say thank you at work, they don't fuck around. So once again, this alcohol makes me better than you. Gang, this is some good shit. I'm not even close. But again, as usual, because you are unworthy. You don't deserve to know what kind of alcohol I'm drinking. All your monkey ass has to know is with every sip, I become more and more morally superior. Now, gang, let's jump in to today's fucked up ass topic. And that is the Coons. I got a couple new subscribers. So let's make sure we are all on the same page when we are describing Coons. You know what? Let's put Buddy back here. I'm still jockeying around with the lights. Can you tell? So for those of you that are not 100% aware, let Uncle Bobby help you out. Let me put the light over here. It's a better back and hip day, even though you probably can't tell because my big old ass is still limping around. Let's give that a shot. So again, first day, welcome aboard. Let's describe or make sure we're on the same page when we define a coon. A coon is a self-hating Negro. Again, when I am handed a script and, hey, Uncle Bobby, who said this? Was it Strom Thurmond or someone who looks like you? When I get that wrong, I'm talking about a coon. Again, they make everyone's job just a little bit harder. And not just my job, but to my white fam, to my Asian fam, to my Mexican fam, everybody. We're all trying to make this place a better world to live in, and what do the coons do? Right? So again, the coons make everyone's life just a little bit harder. Now, gang, the one that we're going to focus on today is the Officer fucking Tatum. I've done a couple of hits on this fuckface before, and I'm going to tell you, it's just hard to listen to him talk. I think the last one I did, hold on, buddy, shit. Again, he was one of these fuck faces, mad than a motherfucker. Again, this is a black man, mad that Disney had the audacity to make the Little Mermaid a black girl. Because as we all know, gang, as we all know, a mermaid has to be a redheaded white girl. And he was mad. And it wasn't just that he was mad. It's how he was mad. So they were, breaking down all these, yes, I'm scrolling because it's so much fun to scroll when your shit's sitting here right here. Thank you so much, B. Back on topic. Again, it's one. You know you are stuck when your needle is stuck on self-hatred, that you can sit here and do an entire show, or at least a good segment of a show, Officer Tatum, on black kids being happy that they are getting positive representation on the silver screen. Because again, parents were, you know, showing their kids the, I lost my place, so I hit the wrong button because my fingers. Which one is it? Gang, I gotta get better at this. But parents were showing their kids the trailer to the new, about to say Black Panther, Little Mermaid. Kids were crying, they're getting emotional, like, she looks just like me. And this motherfucker sitting there mad as shit. But the one that just really sealed in the hate was a little girl was, had the mindset of a little girl. She was like, wow, she looks just like me. Why is she underwater? Okay, that's a very five-year-old thing to say. I breathe on top of the water. Why does she breathe under the water? Fuckface officer, again, a black dude. He sat there and imitated the little girl. Black and underwater. Black and underwater. You mean like a turd? Gang, he likened a black child to a piece of shit that had sunk to the bottom of a goddamn toilet. That's the Officer Tatum. This episode is definitely going to be a stroke inducer. Now, where was it? Okay. So, again, there is no boot that he will not lick in order to get butter biscuits from Mazza. I mean, his catalog is littered. He has his tongue all the way up Laura Ingraham's booty hole. Now, again, if you ever wake up and find yourself wholesale agreeing with what comes out of her mouth, take your monkey ass back to bed and hit the fucking reset button. But again, you get judged by the company. You God damn, that's good stuff. So again, let's just roll into these fucked up ass clips. Now, the first one is a salesperson accidentally says N-word instead of neighbor. I have no idea how he's going to spin this, but you know it's going to be fucked up. Let's hold on. Cue up this fucked up. Are you guys ready?
So we do roll the tape. Here. We're just coming around talking to sorry, dude. Neighbors. I apologize, man. No, man. That wasn't even.
So it's the preview. Looks like this is a. And this coon is laughing. All right. We have his fucked up ass intro. Under the belt. Hashtag unprofessional.
This video is brought to you by The Officer Tatum Store. The Officer Tatum Store. Get the merch link in the description section. We got all new merch.
Pause the tape. So this fuckface is wearing a shirt. Make men, men again. Let me address that real fast. Fuck you. Everyone who goes around calling everyone else a snowflake, you don't get to call everyone else a snowflake. Again, this whole men are losing their masculinity and the blasé and the glavinoids, let me tell you something. If the mere suggestion that maybe you shouldn't be a fucking asshole is a threat to your masculinity, fuck you. So again, this it is almost strictly a conservative movement. Right? We need to make men masculine again. Shut the fuck up. Now, here's your notable exception in the Officer Tatum. He's a muscular black dude, apparently a former Division I football player. Great. But you guys ever notice that the overwhelming majority of people who scream about alpha man this are the size of a number two pencil? I wanted to point that out. Roll the tape.
We still got $10 shirts and $25 hoodie sale. We're trying to get the inventory out. This is your chance to get some of your favorite products for the low, low. Like and subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell so you get notifications anytime we go live and make a video. Make sure you still subscribe to this channel. Like this video. Comment on this video. Share this video. Let's get into this. Ladies and gentlemen, this was a funny video to me. And I just want you guys to understand the perspective here, right? So this guy is going to, I don't want to tell you too much, but let me just say it like this. This guy is going to do something that I think he regrets and that it's embarrassing. But in any normal sense, and people who are not softer than a wet toilet paper sitting on top of marshmallows wouldn't have a problem with this. But you, if you can see, this is posted by Benjamin Crump. And you know he's a race hustling.
I don't know who that is. Clown, I don't know who that is.
In my opinion, who only want to focus on racism. The weakest black men on planet Earth, the Fabergé eggs of society, just like Jericho Green says, they cannot just be normal. They got to be wussies. Can I say wussy?
Okay. What is he talking about?
Let me play the clip.
Yeah, play
the clip,
fuckface.
Tell me if you think this man is wrong. Comment in the comment section. Do you think he's wrong? Do you think this should
play the
be
fucking
a situation
tape
that people should be talking about? Or you think it's all bullcrap? Roll the clip.
Pause the tape. You guys can't see it. So there's a white guy who's doing door-to-door sales. He's ringing the doorbell, and someone tells him he's going to say something real fucked up. Roll the tape. Waiting for an answer. I'm looking at fuckface Officer Tatum. He can eat a bag of dicks. Okay, we got some action. Hold on. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, sorry to bother you. I'm Fernando. I work at Peak Energy. We're a few doors down. We're in 1845.
Okay.
So we do solar around here. We're just coming around talking to
Sorry,
dude. Neighbors. I apologize, man.
Pause the tape. So you guys did not catch that. This guy is going door to door, doing sales, doing promotions, and it's like, we've talked to all your niggers. Neighbors. Okay, let me tell you something right now. One, Uncle Bobby does not answer the door when there's door-to-door salesmen, right? Whatever you are selling, I promise I know where to find you. Leave me alone. I'm incredibly private. I don't shut the fuck up. But two, if I did open up that door and you said we're talking to all the niggers, let's just say whatever you are selling, I am not buying. Period. End of fucking story. Roll the tape.
No, man, that wasn't even.
This coon is smiling. Shut the fuck up. Okay, so he pause the tape. So, bro, man, just like, yeah, done. Right? Dude is apologizing. The other's like, done. And so now he's walking off the door, off the porch. Very nice porch, by the way. And this coon is sitting here smiling, grinning from ear to ear. Roll the tape.
Now let me talk about this for a minute. You know, clearly he didn't mean to say that. Clearly he felt bad about it. So, to be honest, let me just say this. If I was in that situation and a man said that to me, I would be like, what? But then if he was sorry and be like, oh man, I didn't mean to say that or whatever, it wouldn't be.
Pause the tape, and he's entitled to have that reaction. If someone's like, hey, we're selling stuff to niggers, I mean neighbors. The Officer Tatum is well within his rights to say, I get it. Okay, well, finish your sales pitch. I told you, I would tell that dude, if I even spoke another word, just go sell to some niggers, right? The Officer Tatum is 100% entitled to have his reaction, just like everyone else is entitled to theirs. Let's see what fucked up ass excuses he's going to make. Roll the tape.
Big deal to me. I would not care.
Okay.
Let me tell you something real quick. Let me tell you something real quick. If a person was offended by what he said, I get it.
Okay.
But to me, you soft. You a soft dude if you let somebody say a word to you and you cry like a baby and go in the house.
Okay. Pause the tape, and that's exactly where he can go fuck himself. Here's a black dude making excuses for someone using the word nigger. Now again, yes, it is a unique word. It is a unique fucking word, right? Not even cracker compares. It just doesn't. I don't care what you say. Go fuck yourself and go read a real history book. But to sit here and say that it's just a word or to judge someone else's reaction, that's some coonin' ass behavior. Again, Stop ragging your own people. Stop telling us how soft we are because we reacted negatively. Instead, you know what his coonin ass should do, in my opinion? Tell white people, get that word out your fucking vocabulary. Because here's the thing, gang. You know which word I actually cannot stand? Cunt. I don't like it. I've never liked the word cunt. I don't use the word cunt. You can hit me in the dick with a hammer, and I will yell 1 million words before the word cunt comes out. Gang, if you accidentally slip on the word nigger, it's because it's in regular use in your vocabulary. In just case this fuckface gets to it, I don't care about the excuse. Well, Robin, I mean, I hear it in the music. Go fuck yourself. Seriously, go fuck yourself. So no, he's sitting there judging the wrong people. The white people that he's doing the shoe booty dance for, tell them, get that word out your fucking mouth. Instead, what did he say? He said to his own people, you soft, you soft, you let one. This is some coonin ass shit right here. Roll the tape.
You can't believe you called me the N-word. And all you listen to is, I'm about to fall out this chair. All you listen to is N. Now, let me tell you this. I'm going to say this and then I'll move on.
Say it.
Because I just can't stand the
gang,
the
liquor's delicious.
This dude said the thing he felt bad about it. Now, why did he say that? I have no idea. Maybe in his mind, he was just listening to Lil Drake now. And then he got there and said, don't say the N-word in front of this black man.
Wait,
don't
what?
Say the N-word.
No! Oh, go fuck yourself. Pause the tape. Did you guys hear that? Maybe he was listening to Lil Drake. And I guess Drake, is it Lil Drake or Drake? I don't listen to music past around 1985. I thought it was just Drake. Maybe I am wrong. But maybe he was listening to Lil Drake. And Drake, I guess, uses the word nigger in his music. Then he said he was listening to it. And then he was like, don't say it. Don't say it. Let me tell you something. If you are so attached to the word nigger that you have to give yourself a pep talk so you can remember not to use the word nigger, one, I strongly suggest you don't leave your fucking house. Two, if you do, avoid black people at all costs. Did you guys, I want to make sure I did not fuck this up. Did you guys, hold on, roll this tape.
The hypocrisy. This dude said the thing, he felt bad about it. Now, why did he say that? I have no idea. Maybe in his mind, he was just listening to Lil Drake now. And then he got there and said, don't say the N-word in front of this black man. Don't say the N-word in front of, and then he said it. That could have been the case.
Pause the tape. The soles of his shoes are worn all the way paper thin because this fuckface does the sand dance and the shoe booty dance for Mazza every chance he gets. His possible excuse was maybe he heard a song by Lil Drake and had to give himself a literal pep talk. Don't say the word nigger. Don't say the word. Okay, if it's a black dude, say the mantra. Don't say nigger. He's got to get hypnosis and shit, right? Dude's like swinging the chain. He's like, don't say nigger. Don't say nigger. Gang, if you have to work that fucking hard not to call black people niggers, you are a racist sack of shit. But you know who makes you feel good? This coon. This may be the most disgusting thing I've heard in quite some time. Roll the tape.
But people need to stop letting this word have so much power. It's the hypocrisy of the word is what bothers me. You can listen to rap music and they in. You can sell the rap music to white people and they're at your concerts and you saying in front of them, they singing the song back to you and that's cool.
Pause the tape. Let's address the music thing. First, fuck you. Fuck you. Gang, if you're going to sit here and tell me that you are not aware of the historical weight behind the word nigger, unsubscribe from my channel because you are lying. And I do not want to have company with fucking liars. You know what that word means. Every time I hear this bullshit, all I hear is, I want permission to call you a nigger. I don't care if a white person hears the word nigger in a song. If that's enough to confuse, why can't I, hey, nigger, gotta tie you down, it's like, Clockwork Orange and shit. How hard is it not to call a black person a fucking nigger in the United States? How hard is that? Again, if that's the road that this coon wants to go down, right? Again, if you hear a song and you act out what's in that song, you had that spirit in you anyway. You just did. Right. Quiet Riot. We're not going to take it. No, we're not going to take it. We're not going to take it anymore. That was a song about teenage rebellion. Do you know how many times I rebelled against my parents? Zero. You want to know why? I don't have a rebellious spirit. Not against my parents. Because I told you, those people behind me, podcasters, act like you can see my parents. Go ahead. Step over that line. Someone is going to bed that night with a little less skin on their ass. It's not your mama. It's not your daddy. Who's left in that goddamn equation? Right? I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Pissing the night away. Do I blame that song because I drink? No. Uncle Bobby drinks the finest of liquors because I'm a motherfucking booze hound, bitches. I don't get to blame that song for how much I drink. To my white family members, if you hear a song that's got the word nigger in it, and all of a sudden you're just baffled, confused, well, I just heard the word nigger. Hey, black person, nigger! It's because you have that spirit in you anyway. I don't want to hear any shit from anyone that this is a confusing message. If you can hear something in a song and then you act that out, it's because it is in you anyway. Period. Every time I hear a white person say, Robert, I'm confused. I heard Dr. Dre say nigger. Now I feel the urge to call you a nigger. I'm like, go for it. Try it. Well, Robert, you may get mad and hit me. What's your point? I can't stop you from calling me a nigger. I can't do it. Just like, again, you need to understand that every choice you make, fuck faces, has a 5 minutes after. Right? So again, this is bullshit. This is cooning. When a black person is sitting there, they say, well, white people, I mean, they hear nigger from black people. I mean, they how do we control masses? I mean, I'm just sitting there. This is cooning. Just roll this fucked up ass tape. We're not making it through.
That's totally fine. And then some dude accidentally slip out and say the word, and now you cry and run in the house. I just don't get it, man. I don't get it. The N-word has no power in reality. If a man called me the N-word, that's no different than them calling me stupid, dumb, Uncle Tom, coon, sellout, which mostly black people call me.
Pause the tape. I've heard coons say that black people are racist against me, and they call me coon and Uncle Tom and everything else. You want to know why we call him coon and Uncle Tom? Because he's a coon and an Uncle Tom. Getting more upset at black people's reaction to the N-word versus telling white people, get that shit out your mouth. I have never had the urge to slap the taste out of someone because they called me Robert Christopher. Never. Ever in my life. I've got a little twitchy there. I'm like, oh, come on. Put it down. Sitting on my hand and shit. Call me a nigger. He's more upset at us for reacting than he is the white people who say it. I just belt. Hashtag I'm professional. Gang, we're not getting through this. Roll the tape.
No different to me. I don't care. I'm a grown man. What you say don't bother me, bruh?
Pause the tape. He just sat there and riffed on how it's just a word. But when it came time to say grown ass man, He skipped over the word ass. Did you guys catch that? Am I the only one who thinks that's a hypocritical stance to take? You won't say the word ass because why? It's a naughty, naughty word. Because he's a hard, I think, Pentecostal. You won't say the word ass, but you'll make excuses for white people saying nigger. This motherfucker. Roll the tape.
When you put your hands on me, then we have a different scenario. But you know, the Fabergé eggs of society, which are black people, the most sensitive, let me tell you this. Black people are some of the most talented people ever to live. And they are the most sensitive crybaby.
Pause the tape. Is he talking about black people like he's not one of us? Black people. He's using the word they and not we. Calling us soft. Okay, let me tell you something. You don't want to know who soft is? And of course, not all my white fam. But when I'm approached by a fucking white dude who fixes his fucking mouth to say, and yes, they've done it. Robert, no one has it harder in this country than white men. He's defending them. The people with the thickest skin are the one who have been tested the most. Black people, natives, women. I mean, soft? Holy shit. This is a coon. Roll the tape.
People to ever live. I don't know of a group of people that complain and cry and is as sensitive more than black people. I'm just going to say it. I grew up around black people my whole life. Just crying.
Okay, you know what? Pause the tape. End the tape. That was just a hit. I grew up around black people all my life. Talking about us like he is not one of us. Holy shit. Okay, we're just going to move on. With this incredibly fantastic fucking iPad stand, thank you so much. I think I had another one. Thank you very much, P. Did I have another one, gang? Where is it? I thought I had another one from fuckface Officer Tatum. You know what? Maybe this is more than enough. Maybe the God that I don't believe in is like, dude, you're going to have a stroke if you keep talking about the fucking Officer Tatum. So, gang, if that's the case, let's jump in to the most monumental case of coonery I have seen in quite some time. You know what? Tell you what. Now, let's set it up real. Candace Owens, because she ties into the next and the last one. Let's cue this up. Now, gang, I ripped this from the Young Turks. As we all know, tremendous news source. Hold on, did I get the right one? Make sure I didn't fuck this up.
Lizzo recently won an Emmy for her Amazon series no, entitled Lizzo's Watch.
Move on from that one. I fucked that one up. Again, gang, you just wait. You just wait when Uncle Bobby gets a production team, all the good stuff, graphics. Until then, I'm just some drunk asshole who's riffing in his fucking living room right now. Where is it?
I haven't even finished the sentence. How?
Pause the tape. Okay, here we go. So I ripped this from the Young Turks, of course, a quality fucking program. And it's Candace Owens. It's called Candace Owens Stupidity Has No Limits. I remember why I downloaded this one. Because Candace Owens is a fucking coon. So again, yeah, that's what I wanted to do. The 1-2 punch of fucking coon supreme. We're going to let Candace kind of bury herself under her own coonery. Now, this is the clip when she was talking to T.I. And T.I. said what we have all said. So I'm going to let her speak for herself. Roll the tape.
I'm making light of anything.
With some boo. When you say make America great again, which period are we talking about? The period when women couldn't vote? The period when we were hanging from trees?
I'll answer.
Like the crack era? Which period in America are you trying to make America like?
Pause the tape. Could not agree with T.I. more. And yes, I like his music. when you say make America great again, he's absolutely right. That means we're going back to something. Now, as a black woman, there's two strikes against you, Candace. And T.I.'s in the green to ask you, what period are we going back to? When a black person says, make America great again, that is someone that had a Tua-level fucking concussion. You have forgotten everything past 5 minutes ago. When a black person says, make America great again, they are knee-deep, neck-deep in some revisionist fucking history. Roll the tape.
So I actually think that I would totally rock a hat right now that said, make Black America great again. Because Black America,
Which period was America great that we're trying to replicate? Which era was it? Tell me.
I think I'll answer your question. I'm ready to answer your question.
Which era was it?
What?
Which era was so great?
Here's the thing that you guys are forgetting. America was actually one of the first. Slavery was all over the world. Over the world. I'm not saying it's okay, so why are you...
Pause the tape. Again, enter the tap dance. The fuck faces at Turning Point, Daily Wire, this is... The first thing they do is say slavery was all over the world. Okay, like I said, if I brag that I'm the first person in my neighborhood to stop beating up his girlfriend, I don't get a celebratory pat on the back. Because at the end of the day, I still hit my girlfriend. You guys see what I'm saying? So when they say, they're trying to water it down. But keep in mind, the original question is, when you say make America great again, what era are we going back to? This dumb bastard's now talking about slavery in Europe. So slavery was all over the world. The blase and the glavinoids. And from there, she's going to go into America was the first country. One, fuck you. Slavery's bad. I don't care where it is. Two, you haven't answered the question. Roll the tape.
Saying, oh.
Hey, amen.
America was one of the first countries. I want to like you so bad.
I want to be able to hear them.
And you're just going to boo when I say a slavery was all over the world, which is a fact. Why are you booing a fact?
Because you're making light of...
No, I'm not.
You're making light of the enslavement of people that look like us. You can't make light of that. That ain't nothing you breeze over.
I haven't even finished the sentence. How am I making light of anything?
You started with some boo...
Pause the tape. Way to go. Way to go, T.I. Again, he's holding her feet to the fire. He reminds me of Jamie Raskin. I'm very glad that people are... Again, it's going to come across wrong, but I'm just going to fucking say it. I'm glad people are no longer being nice. It is the time for civility and all the other bullshit. Stop it. Again, not a call to violence. But again, when I ask you about 2 + 2, what does that equal? And now you want to give me the history of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Fuck you. Tell me the fucking answer to 2 + 2. Well, you don't seem to understand, Robert, is how we made peanut butter. It's like, shut the fuck up. Enough with the shoe booty. Enough with the excuses. And more importantly, enough of us being nice about this bullshit. This is how you get stuck with a Donald Trump. This is how we get, you're like, Donald Trump did X, Y, and Z. And they're like, you've got Trump derangements. It's like, we've been nice for too long. T.I. is right on time. What era are we going back to? Now all of a sudden she wants to talk about slavery. Or maybe that's the era that she thought that we were, I don't know. Because she's not answering the question directly. But that's what happens when you're cooning. Roll the tape.
She was trying to say and did say eventually is that America was one of the first countries to, she said, free our ancestors. Nope. It was one of the last. So it's just revisionist history.
Pause the tape. So I had to throw that in there. Yeah. that just sets up the last clip. I got caught up in the thought there for a second. Because this is actually starting to piss me the fuck off something righteous. The coons make everyone's job just a little bit fucking harder. Now, gang, to really set it up, to really seal in the fucked up-ness, it goes a little something like this. Candace Owens and Kanye West wore some shirts that said White Lives Matter. Yeah, I'm quite sure they were trolling the libs and the blasé and the fucking glavinoids. It's not funny. It's not cute. This is garbage. Because that type of bullshit gives fuel, gang. It gives fuel to the people who actually believe that foolishness. Now, is there anything wrong with saying White Lives Matter? No. The foundation of that fucking problem is this right here. Again, not all my white family members, but this country is so fucking talented that, again, the reason why White Lives Matter became a battle cry is because white America, out of the 10 possible lollipops, they've got 9. Not satisfied with the 9. I'm about to belch. False alarm. I just belched. Hashtag I'm professional. Not satisfied that they don't have all 10. But I was like, here's the one lollipop that you can't have or that you shouldn't have. So we're going to put it over here. A portion of white America said, fuck the 9. I'm going after that 1. All Black Lives Matter said was pay attention to the black people being slaughtered by the police. Fuck all your stats. Fuck all the bullshit. Black people are dying. Black Lives Matter. Please don't kill me over a simple traffic stop. Please don't kill me because my phone made you think that I had an AK-47. Please don't kill me because you thought I had a fucking fake $20 bill. Please don't kill me because I'm black. And a certain portion of this country got so upset about the one lollipop that they couldn't have. Now it's like, well, what about my life, motherfucker? Well, as it turns out, saying Black Lives Matter doesn't mean fuck all white people. Just really that simple. It just is really that simple. But the real fucked up thing is when the coons join in with this White Lives Matter bullshit. Now, gang, you got the Officer Tatum, and now you got Candace Owens. The Officer Tatum spun a video defending, I haven't heard it, but it's pretty safe to assume that he is going to defend the White Lives Matter t-shirts. I'm so sorry for doing this to you. Roll the tape.
But this is actually really important for black people to see
the
this.
The Kanye West thing?
It was the most important thing.
Which thing was it?
Him, him tweeting out, I love the way Candace Owens sings, but beyond that, saying that he openly supported the president.
They big mad.
Shut the fuck up.
Ladies and gentlemen, this video is
I don't want to promote
it. Not too
shit.
Late for you to take action.
Yeah, I'm licking your balls.
Go to birchgold.com.
Okay, next.
Let's get into this.
Let's
ladies
do it.
And gentlemen, and ladies, I want you to understand
all right,
that people's heads are pop locking and dropping when they see the image of Candace Owens and Kanye West with these sweaters on. Somebody called 911.
Pause the tape, gang. You can't get the smile off of this coon's face. He's so proud of the other coons for pulling this bullshit. He is smiling. He is laughing. Cannot wait to get his fiddle out and entertain Mazza. Roll this fucked up ass tape.
Heads are popping. Black liberals are literally losing their salvation. Black conservatives that are woke, y'all know the type. They hate Candace Owens.
Pause the tape. We drink to Republican buzzwords on this show. He said woke. This one's gonna hurt. Roll the tape.
Their heads are pop locking and dropping. And also, the everybody who wants to be mad at Kanye West, all of the white guilt folks that's mad at Candace Owens for standing up for what's real, y'all are gonna be big mad. I love the fact, let me just print out this point. People often
pause the tape. You know what? Fuck that whole white guilt shit. To my white family members, I'll speak for myself. I've never once, nor will I ever ask you to feel guilty for being white. That's the dumbest. Again, I don't think we're having the same conversation. Again, I've had to take these steps myself. As a man. Oh, yeah. Oh, even as a black dude. And when I just think about like how I used to feel about athletics and Division I athletics and how they spend money. The way I sound now is not how I sounded in the 1990s. Like, no, just pack the stands, bitches. Robert Reed from 1991, shut the fuck up. Did you ever stop to think, dumb fuckface Robert Reed from 1991, that people with a dick and the sports they played were the only thing fucking available? And that all the money was fucking being dumped into you and your fucked up ass sport? While the women who were sitting here working just as fucking hard had like, I don't know, a 30, 50 fucking year fucking tether on them. Shut the fuck up. As a man, I had to sit there and admit that, yo, yeah, my sport is privileged. And telling women, just pack the stands. Why should I have to lose a scholarship so women's volleyball can get... Again, Robert Reed from 1991, shut the fuck up. You ignorant bastard. Same thing here. And no one was saying, Robert, you need to be ashamed of having a dick. You need to be ashamed. You need to be guilty for being a man. You just need to recognize your privileged status. And I wish that I can go back in a time and just sit there and knock on my dorm room, kick it open. It's like, sit down, you dumb fuck face. All that stupid shit you're saying, why don't the girls just run faster? Shut the fuck up. Gang, I would have beaten the shit out of 1991 version of myself. But no one was asking me to be guilty for being a man. It's just simply recognizing that, yes, I have a privilege that my sisters did not. Same thing here. As my voice just cracked. I'm going to refill that shit. That was really good. To my white family members, no one's asking you to be guilty or feel any guilt for how you were born. But recognizing the privilege that comes with it. I told y'all before we roll this fucked up ass tape, I've had white dudes who are sitting there and quite with generational wealth. A family business that's been in their family for literally 3 and 4 generations. All they had to do was graduate college, trust fund kicks in, key to the family business, and it's like, just don't take it. That's all we're asking. I've had those white dudes stare me in my face and say, Robert, no one's ever given me anything. I've worked hard for what I've had. Really? Was it hard? Do you want to talk about it? Fuck face. So again, I don't think anyone reasonable is saying white people need to feel guilty. But you do need to recognize the privilege that you have. Roll the tape. Let's get some more alcohol shit.
Say, Candace Owens ain't, this is mostly the black conservatives. Candace Owens ain't with the culture. She's not with the people.
She's not.
One of the most influential people in culture is Kanye West.
So?
Kanye West is a billionaire. So not only influential, but somebody who has money, somebody who has influence. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of Kanye West. I do respect his gangster, but when you see that he could be bold enough to wear merch that says "White Lives Matter," because they do. Why, if you could say "Black Lives Matter," why could you say that "White Lives Matter"? And the funny thing is, I'm gonna tell y'all the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God. Black folks will wear Black Lives Matter around white folks who've helped them get to the...
Pause the tape and he can go fuck himself. Pause the tape and he can go fuck... Let's get Buddy back. He was nice and comfortable. Ah! Okay, back on topic. Let's rewind that just a little bit. Hold on. Sorry I left y'all alone with no commentary.
Black Lives Matter. Roll the tape. Say that white lives matter. And the funny thing is, I'm going to tell y'all the truth.
Pause the tape. So if you can say Black Lives Matter, why can't you say White Lives Matter? No one's saying that you can't. But again, this is, you've got 9 lollipops and now you're pissed off that you can't have the one that's over there. Right? It's like, well, why isn't there a White History Month? Again, this all comes down to, you're asking the wrong question, fuckface. Instead of saying, why don't white people have a White History Month? Maybe you should ask, what have white people had to systemically endure to earn one? When you say white lives matter, why are you getting upset? That is what you sound like when you take your privilege for granted. This is what it sounds like when you got some coon shoe booty for you. You can say white lives matter. You absolutely can. But when it's a battle cry against Black Lives Matter, you kind of just look like a fucking asshole. Just like Robert from 1991. Right? Well, we're going to go from 25 scholarships for football. I don't remember all the numbers, but just go with the example. We're going to go from 25 scholarships for football down to 23 and a half. So we can give that 1.5, that money, to women's athletics. Well, what about men's athletics, motherfucker? Same thing here. Same fucking thing. Again, no one is saying you can't say white lives matter. No one's saying that white lives don't matter. But again, when it's a battle cry against Black Lives Matter, I'm not going to lie. You just sound like a whiny fucking crybaby. Not wanting to share the space. Again, don't kill me. If that's not too much to ask, don't kill black people. What about white people, motherfucker? Just roll this fucking ass tape.
Truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. Black folks will wear Black Lives Matter around white folks who've helped them get to the top. And they find it offensive if somebody wore something that said Black Lives Matter. I mean, White Lives Matter. Okay. Come on, you can't be that hypocritical. If you're okay wearing Black Lives Matter around white folks who actually helped you make it to the top,
what?
Then what's wrong with somebody wearing White Lives Matter? Don't you love the people that support you? Don't you love the people that have helped you get to the top?
Pause the tape. Is that not some Stockholm syndrome? Hasn't Mazza been good to you, boy? Mazza gave you the scraps fresh from the table. You didn't have to eat any rotted meat that night. Mazza's been real good to you. Why are you mad at Mazza? He treats us good. Boss is a good man. We're going to rewind. I want to make sure I heard this correctly. Don't worry. I can make these comparisons. I have lots of black friends. Holy shit. Roll the tape.
If somebody wore something that said Black Lives Matter. I mean, White Lives Matter. Come on. You can't be that hypocritical. If you're okay wearing Black Lives Matter around white folks who actually helped you make it to the top, then what's wrong with somebody wearing White Lives Matter? Don't you love the people that support you? Don't you love the people that have helped you get to the top? Shut the front door trying to act like you work for black people.
Pause the tape. Sing the song. Don't you want to get fucked up? Gang, I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've heard cooning that severe in quite some time, if ever at all. So two things are about to happen. First, we got to break up the raccoons. I don't know how to do it. Second, I gotta take a piss. But before I go take a piss, gang, this fuckface just literally, it's why your mask at balls? Well, I mean, balls treats us good. I mean, you didn't get whipped last night. Boy, why are you mad at Balls? Balls is a good man. The mistress is a good woman. They treat us good. That is all I just heard. Gang, let this coon keep going. Uncle Bobby's gonna drain the main vein. Roll the tape.
Dwight, some of y'all got a white boss.
And that's no, go fuck you yourself! Pause minutes. The tape! Did you guys hear that? What do you think Uncle Bobby just said? You got a white boss. Boss is good to you. Why you want to be mad at boss? I just roll this fucked up ass tape.
You raises, you love him.
No, but on social media, shut the fuck up.
On social media.
Gang, just sing amongst yourselves. Hold on. This is what happens when you reach my fucking age. Now I sing a fucking song. Did you guys hear that? That was embarrassing. That was just fucking embarrassing. Can you guys hear me? How ghetto of a setup is this? Oh, the call of nature. I got a story for y'all when I get back. Oh, this one won't take long. Hold on. Wait for it. Wait for it. So, gang, quick story behind the peeing stuff. Too much information, right? Let's get some hand disinfectant here. Now, you just can't sit here and hold your junk, then come back and act like everything's okay. Okay, back on topic. So, gang, ever since the great leg pressing accident of 2000, gang, I used to be able to hold my piss like a fucking camel. Then I blew my left nut out. Now, when 1 ounce of fucking liquid is in my bladder, I gotta piss like there's no tomorrow. Welcome to being middle aged. Back on topic. Hold on, let's rewind this just a little bit. This motherfucker, roll the tape.
Don't you love the people that have helped you get to the top? Shut the front door trying to act like you work for black people. Some of your boss white. Some of y'all got a white boss. And that dude has been good to you for the last 25 years. Been giving you raises. You love him, but on social media, you an actor.
Pause the tape. Gang, what I just said in jest, this fucking coon said in reality. And you know what? I've been working for a white dude for 26 years. I actually just got another raise, and I'm still not going to lick my boss's boot. If my boss, which is not in my boss's nature, Clayton's a good man. Boss is a good man. And I don't worry about Clayton doing this. Clayton definitely knows me well enough to know that if he said some bullshit like this or says something racially insensitive, Uncle Bobby's fighting back. I don't care how much money you put in my pocket. I'm sorry, how much money I earned. But if Clayton stepped with some racist bullshit, Uncle Bobby's stepping up. Right? But again, hey, you work for a white man, and that white man's been good to you. He gives you money, he gives you shoes, he don't whip you bad. Boss is a good man. Roll this fucked up ass tape. This is a fucking game changer, dude. I'm not even gonna come close to bullshitting. This is fucking fantastic. Roll the tape.
On social media, the white man is the devil. Come on, man. Can y'all keep it real for 30 seconds? Shout out to Candace Owens. I'm going to have to call her when she get back because I want to know whose idea it was to make the white lights mount on the back of this sweater. That's the million-dollar question in the comment section. Comment in the comment section.
Pause the tape, end the tape. No more of this shoe booty bullshit. No more of this cooning. No more of this fucking sand dancing. This was fucking terrible. Gang, Uncle Bobby is only giving you one big motherfucking problem. So as a result, Uncle Bobby's giving you one big motherfucking solution. The coon! Shut the fuck up. right? It reminds me of that scene in fucking Forrest Gump, right? When he was at the University of Alabama, right? That big, you know, the big George Wallace thing. That gang, that movie was fucking phenomenal. That movie was fucking phenomenal. You guys remember that? The scene before, like, what's going on? Coons are trying to get into school. Coons! Well, mama just, you know, shoot them off the front porch with the broom. Not raccoons, niggas. Gang, that is what you just heard. Because if Officer Tatum heard that, that's a good one, boss. Shut the fuck up. Gang, coons make everyone's job just a little bit harder. What did this fuck face it? I'm so fucking mad I can't even fucking see straight. What did he fucking talk about? Scrolling. Okay, yeah, the first one up. Making excuses for white people using the word nigger. Again, to my white fam, I got no sympathy for you. None at all. If you struggle not to call me a nigger, congratulate. How do you say I'm a racist while saying I'm a racist at the exact same time? If the mere mention of the word nigger in a song makes you want to call me a nigger, it's because you are a racist. It's not because of the fucking song. Little Drake can make a song called Nigger, and for 3 minutes straight, all the lyrics are nigger, 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 nigger. And if as a white person, you're like, that was some stone cold shit. So call black people niggers. We're going to call black people niggers. If you hear the word nigger in a song and you think that gives you carte blanche, it's not because of the song. It's because you are a racist. But you've got a coon like this fucker. Did you guys hear what he said as a possibility? What if you heard little Drake say it and then he had to give himself a pep talk in a song? Don't call black. Then he forgot his pep talk. He's like, nigga. Gang, you only reach for words for the most part. You reach for words that are in your regular vocabulary. I told you, I don't use the word cunt. I fucking hate it. I use it for this show, and I will say it maybe 3 years from now when there's a reason to use it in another show. I don't use the word cunt. Under stress, it's not coming out. When I'm drunk, it's not coming out. That dude reached for the word nigger because it is in his vocabulary. And that coon made an excuse. Then you had fuckface Candace Owens being fronted on by T.I. When a black person says, make America great again, that black person is suffering from historical amnesia. How do you sit there with black skin and say, make America great again? I told you, I'm Generation X black person. I have rights Drew had them. Zane, Tina for sure. Gang, I was born with civil rights that at least two of my cousins weren't born with. Generation X black people. That means you are somewhere in between your mid-40s and your mid-50s. That's not that old. Despite how old I act, I'm part of the generation of black people that were born with full civil rights in this country. So when you say, make America great again, as a black person, holy shit, you don't know anything about your history. But then you tie these two coons together. Well, what about white lives, motherfucker? To hear a black person say that hurts my soul. It hurts my soul. Again, to my white fam who's down, obviously I'm not. Matter of fact, to my white fam, to all my non-black fam who will sit there and take the fucking shots with your black family members. This is for you, motherfuckers. I love the shit out of you. Plus, I just needed a reason to drink. To my white fam fam, who will stand shoulder to shoulder, I love you. But for the white people who sit here and say, what about white lives? Then you got the coons. What about white lives? Well, what about balls? What about balls? That's all I heard. Nine lollipops. A good portion of white America was given nine lollipops. And instead of being happy about the nine lollipops, they're pissed off that they can't have the 10th one. So then it comes down to Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. So upset that you have to share the spotlight for just half a millisecond. That we got to say, what about white lives? Again, this is what you sound like when you take your privilege for granted. I just belch, hashtag unprofessional. But more to the point, when you got the fucking coons saying that and you just heard what this fucker just said. Again, what I joked about is what he literally said. You work for Boss, and Boss is good. Boss treats you real good. Boss treat, he don't whip you too much. He didn't make you bleed this time. He didn't rape your wife in front of you. Now, that was 2 weeks ago. Boss is good. He gave you some shoes. He gave you some shoes. Didn't, hold on. What's that, Boss? You want me to entertain you? Okay, Boss. Okay. I'll get these. The niggas, Boss, they're going to escape next week. Oh, at 3 a.m., Boss. That is all I heard. Tell me I'm wrong so I can tell you to go fuck yourself. All Black Lives Matter means is Black Lives Matter. It is in no way, shape, or form degrading white people. It's in no way, shape, or form making white people second-class citizens. It's just, hey, don't kill black people. Is that too much to ask? And when your response is, what about white lives, motherfucker? You just showed. Fuck you. I mean, seriously, fuck you. Being threatened that another group gets the spotlight for half a second. A good portion of this country is not satisfied with the nine lollipops that they've been given. That they've been gifted. So mad, in fact, that they're not happy with the nine. They need to go and snatch the one fucking lollipop that they don't possess yet. Black lives matter. I'm totally offended. What about white lives, motherfucker? Your privilege is fucking showing. All right, gang. The big guy's held you long enough. He's signing the fuck off. Jen and Truth, let's go.